Welcome everyone to this OPAL program about wikis. My name is Tom Peters and today is Thursday, January 12, 2006. We have a large group today and we've got a very interesting topic and an excellent speaker, an expert speaker. Meredith Farkas is our speaker and she's the distance learning librarian at Norwich University in Northfield, Vermont. There are basically two ways to communicate in this room. There's the text chat input box, which is in the left center area of your screen. And also, if you have a microphone connected to your computer or embedded to your computer, by pressing and holding the control key, you can speak using voice over IP, such as I'm doing right now. Only one person can speak at a time, and we certainly want to give Meredith the floor, so to speak, during her presentation. But if you do have a question or comment, I believe Meredith is going to pause at various points in her talk so that people can ask her specific questions about what she's just covered or the wiki world in general. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to Meredith Farkas speaking about wikis and libraries.
Hi, everybody. I'm Meredith Farkas, and as Tom said, I'm the distance learning librarian at Norwich University in Vermont. And I don't know if I'm an expert on wikis. I guess I was probably just one of the first librarians really to start using them. I got interested in wikis by accident, really. I was living in Chicago last year, which was where the 2005 ALA annual was going to be held. The year before, I had gone to my first ALA conference, and I pretty much found myself completely bewildered by the whole thing. I mean, it's really huge, and I was a library student, and I didn't know how far apart the hotels were, and I didn't know which social events were good to attend. So it was just kind of a unpleasant experience. So I thought the least I could do for people is create some sort of a web guide to Chicago for people who were going to the conference in 2005. I collected links to a lot of other guides, tours, and attractions, but I had only lived in Chicago for a little while, and I didn't know much about, you know, where the great bars and hangouts are and where you can, you know, go get a burrito at midnight or something. So it occurred to me that my guide might benefit from other people's experiences. There are a lot of people who've been going to the ALA for years, and there are people who've lived in Chicago all their lives. These people could really offer some valuable information for first-time attendees. So that's when I thought of a wiki. In my opinion, there's really no better way of collecting knowledge from a diverse group of people online than a wiki. So I created the ALA's Chicago Wiki, which ended up being successful beyond my wildest dreams. I mean, probably hundreds of librarians contributed to it, and it became this really useful guide to the conference that I hope will end up even being useful, you know, after, you know, for next year, or will be used, you know, for the 2006 conference. So why don't we get into what is a wiki? Okay. A wiki allows people to collaboratively develop a website with no programming experience at all. Any member of the community can add to or edit the work of others. So essentially, a wiki is a perpetual work in progress where anyone can add their two cents. Wiki means quick in Hawaiian, and it was developed to allow for easy and fast collaborative development of a website. Wikis usually start as a blank slate and are developed by the community of users who choose to participate. The members of the community may all know each other, or they may just be strangers with a common interest who are working towards a common goal. Wikis are completely democratic in that really anyone in the community can add to or edit anyone else's writing, which it can be kind of scary at times. Wikis are known for being extremely easy to use, and they have a really simple syntax. You don't need to know HTML or any fancy stuff to create a page on the wiki. It's really, really simple. Some of the more recent wiki incarnations include more ways to format text to make the wiki prettier. It wasn't really a big concern back when the wiki was originally created by Ward Cunningham, but, you know, probably for wikis to become more mainstream, you have to make them prettier, you know. I've been using MediaWiki for almost a year, which has, oh my God, like millions of ways to format text, and I don't know half of the ways to do it. Some of the newer wikis, like EditMe, actually have an interface that's just like Microsoft Word, where you can just click a button to italicize a word or to create a heading, and those are just extremely easy to use. The problem is, in my opinion, that there's no standard way between wikis of formatting text. So if I'm using MediaWiki and then switch to a different wiki software, they'll probably be similar, but I may have to learn, you know, probably have to learn a new syntax. It's kind of annoying that there isn't that consistency there. Wikis are simple, lightweight, and infinitely expandable, which is great if you're, you know, building a really, really huge site or knowledge base. To create a new page, all you need to do is create a link with the name of the new page. Clicking on that link will take you to the editing interface for the new page where you can add content. Instead of having a strict hierarchical structure, wiki pages are connected by hyperlinks, and those hyperlinks define the relationships between pages. While categories and structure can be added, the links are what is really central to what a wiki is. The possibilities for what libraries can do with wikis are endless. The community of users who add content to the wiki really define the wiki scope. Because you can add pages and create your own structure, you're really only limited by the imagination of the people you're collaborating with. People often ask me what the difference is between wikis and blogs. A blog usually belongs to one person or a small group of people, and each person owns what they write. If I create a blog post, no one can edit it but me, and people can only comment on my post on my blog. They can't just go and write a post of their own. With a wiki, no one person owns the comment. Everyone owns the content, and you know, anybody can make changes to it. Blog entries are more organized. They're organized in reverse chronological order. Like I said before, wikis have no predetermined structure. Well, you know, I guess people could put a wiki in chronological order. I've certainly never seen it done before. In a blog, once a post is written, it's usually not edited by the author, or if they do edit it, it's probably just for spelling. A wiki, though, is always a work in progress. In my opinion, blogs are great for disseminating information, while wikis are great for collecting knowledge from a diverse group of people, though both tools are really, really flexible. Ward Cunningham was the creator of the wiki, and he originally envisioned wikis to be completely open to anyone who wanted to add and edit content. And many wikis still are open like that, including the Wikipedia and the wikis that I've created. For those of you who don't know, the Wikipedia is an encyclopedia created by the online community, where any individual is allowed to create, add to, or edit any entry. Some of the more popular Wikipedia entries have been edited hundreds of times by dozens of different people. This kind of activity can be a problem when spammers or malicious people vandalize entries, but they're usually quickly fixed by concerned members of the wiki community. The wiki community enforces behavioral norms so it doesn't become a free-for-all. There are a number of reasons why people might want to use a wiki for a project, such as probably the most important reason is that it's easy to use. There's a really small learning curve involved in using a wiki. Wikis have a simple interface where all users have to do is click the edit button to edit the page and click submit or save page to submit their work. I guess I can show you right here what it looks like in the editing interface. I'm going to hit edit. I'm not sure how much you'll be able to see, but let's see. It's a little slow today. It's not going for me. Maybe that's not working. Oh well, but the editing interface really, really is simple, and anyone can make changes to it. All right, well, I guess that's not going to work. Okay, well, wikis allow for quick and easy editing. I'm sure many of us have been in the situation of sending new content to your webmaster only to wait weeks and weeks for them to make the changes. With a wiki, anyone can quickly and easily add content. Fixing a typo on a website can involve, you know, firing up the WYSIWYG, which is kind of a pain. With a wiki, all the work takes place in the web browser. It's just really, really